When I was younger, I was in no way a fan of comic books. It's not that I had anything against them, but for whatever reason, for me personally, I didn't understand the point. And I knew people who were very into superheroes, and of course, this was the 80s, so it was really before the big superhero blockbuster movies. You mostly were finding your superheroes mostly in comic books, and I knew people who were into that sort of thing, but I wasn't. Within the last few years, just I would say within the last 5 years, and I'm 37 now, I have become somewhat interested in comic books. Honestly, the way I became interested was finding out that there was a superhero team that was based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was sort of written parodically as a sort of third-tier Avengers super team. And I like the idea of underdogs and heroes that aren't quite up to snuff. And so I became interested. And the poem Amoral, which is one of the poems that has been archived on the Fish House, was inspired by starting to read comic books and thinking about how the issues that comic books address, and particularly for Amoral, it was a series of comic books I read called The Secret Six, about, again, a superhero team of what you might call D-list superheroes, though in this case it was a superhero team made up of supervillains who were not taken seriously by other villains. I realized that those books, the Secret Six books particularly, were addressing the topic of morality and the notion of amorality, of existing outside any clarified moral code or living in a sort of moral ambiguity, as one might imagine a supervillain who is in any way subtle might do. And I realized in thinking through the comic books and thinking through how I process information that we're always working through major topics with the assistance of the literature that we are reading. But when we sit down to write a poem, strangely, the actual source texts that are helping us do that important work of thinking through things like our own personal morality, our own personal ethical code, those texts fall away, and we can't find them anywhere in the poetry. So, Amoral was an attempt to actually bring back into the poem the actual text that I knew was the inspiration for me thinking through a particular topic. In the case of that poem, the notion of amorality, of existing outside the moral universe, willingly or unwillingly. And so what that poem does is it takes at least three words from every page of a single trade paperback edition of The Secret Six. At least three words, in some cases more, from each page, and then orders them sequentially in an attempt to write a poem about amorality that acknowledges, again, the text that I was reading that prompted me to think about that in the particular way that I was in the first place. I think that there's been a lot of talk lately about creativity, whether it's still possible to be creative in the era of the internet when everything is borrowed, shared, when we have so many influences that it's tough for us to know anymore what exactly is original. And I think those conversations are interesting. I don't think just because a comic book that I might have read 100 years ago or that I'm reading now prompts me to think about morality, that that means that creativity is dead. But it does mean that I think the poem should acknowledge in some way that we need literature as an important assistant and aid in developing a moral conscience. And so this poem, Amoral, takes that idea very literally. And I suppose that was the genesis of that poem, which ultimately is a rumination through the words of Gail Simone, who wrote those issues of the Secret Six. It's a rumination on family, on love, on conflict, on the self, again, on morality, using snippets of Gail Simone's language, but putting them together in a way that is particular to my thought process and how I receive the very same topics and preoccupations that Gail Simone was looking at in The Secret Six. It's not a method or a process that I would necessarily use for every single poem, but the general idea of acknowledging our influences in a literal way on the page, in a way that's traceable, even while the poem is individualized and organized on the basis of our own sense of self, that's something I'm very interested in, and Amoral's one example of me using that particular process.